broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Casey Whalen on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for starting November the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Folks, I hate to have this hard-hitting talk right around Thanksgiving. We're supposed to be grateful. I am grateful for the ability to speak out about this and tell you the truth. I'll give you that. Casey Whalen with me, well-known videographer, investigative journalist. He's the leader of North Idaho Exposed, CaseyWhalen.substack.com. We talked last hour about how the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're in bed with these fusion centers, and they're literally training law enforcement all across the country to hate you and I, to treat you and I as enemy combatants. All right, they've got cultural diversity training even at the colleges now. Joe Biden says once again that the U.S. will soon be a minority white country. They want this to be about race and about I don't want it to be about that. It's about those who understand America and believe in the rule of law versus those who do not. They can control those who don't understand the law. When they want to take away your guns, people who understand the Second Amendment go, oh, no, you don't. That's not happening. We know what happened to the Founding Fathers when that occurred. That's when the war started. They're not going to lose their guns or they lose their rights. They knew it, and we know it. Whereas the average other folks come from countries where they've already lost their guns, so they're like, well, so what? You know, it's better here. They don't realize the repercussions. Those are the things we're talking about. Now, I say that, and then they'll say, see, Sam, you're just a gun-toting white Christian hater. Well, those are the dishonest lies they make up. Casey Whalen with me. We're talking about this in detail, and a new, quote, documentary film came out. It's called Idaho, USA, The New Wild West. It's a documentary. What is DW? Because they say it's a DW documentary, Casey.
That's the name of a German news outlet.
So the DW
stands for
it's okay. The DW documentary. So the Germans do this documentary. It's like 42 minutes long. But the whole world is interested in what's happening in America because the government is in bed with these communist socialist groups that want to destroy our country. And they're literally fomenting a civil war. Now, I don't want one. I'm against one. Don't misunderstand me. Don't think I'm advocating for it. But if I see it, I've got to call it out. I'm documenting. That's what they're pushing for. Okay? So this whole film, I've already watched the first 10 minutes of it or more. And it basically just talks about all these families coming to Idaho. They're good, innocent people from San Francisco and everywhere else. And they don't realize they're coming into a hate zone. They're coming into an evil zone, an anti-government mecca, etc. And so let me play a bit of this clip to give you kind of an idea of what we're talking about with this film. The film is called Idaho, USA, The New Wild West, a BW documentary, a DW documentary. Okay, they want you to believe this is like the Wild West of anti-government hate. That's Idaho. Okay, it's a lie. It isn't true. It's really a battle for the heart and soul of the culture of will it be God, family, and country, or will it be a godless, familyless, countryless tyranny? That's what we're discussing. All right, listen to part of this clip. Here it is.
Spokane used to be known as a tranquil place, a modestly sized college town with little threat of violence. The sheriff has been the chief law enforcer here since 2006. Spokane's reputation as a quiet town was shattered in 2020. In the midst of a presidential election campaign, the streets of Spokane erupted, with street battles and cars set alight. The riots followed a protest march over the murder of African-American George Floyd by a white police officer in Minneapolis a week earlier. Demonstrators clashed with far-right groups, prompting authorities to call in the National Guard.
Rocks being thrown, bottles being thrown, tear gas. Our citizens, quite frankly, just had never behaved that way before.
Help.
We live on a razor's edge that both the left and the right extremes are walking because they both want to tear down this nation's former government. That is the ultimate goal. This has everything to do with their drive to change the dynamic, to change our former government.
Sheriff Knežević would throw in the towel at the end of 2022. He decided not to seek a further term in office. Would the highly charged atmosphere lead to an upheaval in the state's political leadership? Some hoped so, with this man running for governor that November. Ammon Bundy is the son of a rancher from Nevada. He moved to Idaho in 2016 and has hit the road with a campaign glorifying the state's traditions.
When I got this RV, I bought it from a friend, and it had 16,000 miles on it. And now it has over 41,000 miles on it. So, and we have been all over Idaho many, many times, many times.
Ammon Bundy has become a celebrated hero of the far-right white nationalist movement. His history of violent resistance to the government goes back to 2014 and his family's ranch. His father refused to pay grazing fees for his cattle on public land.
All right, let's stop there because the story just gets more crazy from there. But you see what they've now done? They've taken a little teeny town called Spokane, Washington. They brought in provocateur rioters, tore the town up. They did it in Provo, Utah, too, and in Salt Lake and all over the country. We've had no violence, none of this kind of stuff before this. It's all brought in on purpose. They then took that little town and made it national. My gosh. Look at that. January 6th. Look at that. Charlottesville. All from, Spokane. Then they switched to Idaho and say, hey, Ammon Bundy moved there. He's from Nevada but went to Idaho. Wow, Spokane's led to Ammon. Now Ammon, imagine him running around in a motorhome trying to run for election, telling people about the blessings and the history of Idaho. Oh, see how evil that is? Well, these people are literally making good, honest, moral family men and women into absolute enemies of the state. Not because they are, but because that's the narrative. And sadly, and that's why I asked you who made this film, even the Germans are falling for the lie, Casey.
Yeah, that was filmed by, I believe they were working for France 24, but ran into them at the Pride in the Park event. But
yeah, and you can tell by their accents, they're not, from here, and you can tell by the words they use, they don't really understand the landscape very well, right?
Yeah, and there's a common theme in these recent documentaries. There's another one called, through ABC News, called Homegrown Standoff to Rebellion. It's just a culmination of J6, Ammon Bundy, the same themes are recurring, and they focus on the Second Amendment and weapons. And another player is Mary McCord from ICAP, the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. And she actually sent a letter to the city of Coeur d'Alene in 2020 after we had thousands of people amassed in the downtown Coeur d'Alene area to protect it from rioters and looters after the BLM riots and the death of George Floyd. She sent a letter to the city of Coeur d'Alene asking to provide pro bono services to basically sue the people that were open carrying in the downtown area for acting quote unquote paramilitary. So ICAP is a very important player in this, along with these human rights groups. So ICAP really, they do a multitude of things through lawsuits, but their main thing is they focus on the Second Amendment and patriots that assemble, open carrying. So she is very important to understand, and she's a common, you'll see her a lot in these documentaries. She's testified, I believe she's even spoke about the CSPOA. She's testified in front of Congress multiple times, essentially. So she's a very important player to understand also. But across the board, it's just, they're definitely ratcheting this thing up. And when you watch that new documentary from DW, it's very eye-opening.
Now, what I find interesting is this one that we're talking about the USA Wild West or whatever, they literally talk about friends and foes. And so what they're doing is they're defining who the friends and foes are. The communists, the socialists, those people who come to this country illegally, the law enforcement that have been trained in Gestapo-type tactics, and you could say, wow, Sam, that's over the top. No, 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 no. That's what they're being taught, because they're not being taught to give Sam Bushman due process of law. They're taught to use the media and barbecue Sam in the court of public opinion and then kick Sam's door in. And when they take Sam and throw him in jail, they're like, well, he deserved it. Look how bad of a guy he was. Ignoring all the truth, ignoring due process, ignoring checks and balances, ignoring rule of law, okay? All this is starting to happen to more and more innocent, God-fearing, law-abiding Americans. For example, what laws does Ammon Bundy break? Oh, well, he trespassed. Well, that's just their latest way to say, we want to be able to, we don't like you here, we want you to leave, and we have no other way to get you to leave. How do you trespass when it's a public place and the public is welcome? Well, everybody's welcome at Ammon Bundy, you see, because he trespassed. Nobody else trespassed. Well, how do you know when you're trespassing and when you're not? And these vagary of laws match this, quote, police state agenda to where, hey, they can just make you guilty because they say so. Other than that, they claim Ammon Bundy had all kinds of guilty things that he was guilty of, but a jury in Oregon said guilty of nothing. They tased his attorney in court. Then he went to Nevada. And the judge said the government, the federal government, was so criminal, so dishonest, withholding exculpatory evidence, too much was coming out in the court about how evil the government was. We got to just throw a mistrial. Ammon walks free. Ammon guilty of nothing. And now he stands up peacefully to try to stop this hospital, and they get this whacked out court to say somehow he owes, I don't even know how much money, $50+ million or some crazy number that's just insane. Why? Because he ran for governor. Why? Because he wanted to defend his family's ranch land. Why? Because he won't take this stuff that me and Casey are speaking out about, because he says it's wrong and we got to stand for America and the Constitution. And why? Because we care about the next generation for our children. Look, Ammon Bundy and I are over 50 years old or whatever it is. I don't even got much left, 20, 30, whatever years, and I'm done. Hey, how bad will it get for an old guy like me? Well, if I shut up, it'll probably be fine. If I speak out, the problem is, who knows, Casey?
Yeah, but we have to speak up and speak out about this for sure. And did you want to talk about the public records request a little bit?
I do, but before we get there... I want to talk about this standoff to rebellion. It's a video, Homeland Standoff to Rebellion ABC. And what I find fascinating about this, what is rebellion? Let's talk about that for a second. Because if I stand up and say, look, we have checks and balances in America, vertically and horizontally, we need to teach our law enforcement that, you know what, their job is to protect and defend, serve with honor. They have an oath of office they must keep. We have due process for the citizens. Sheriffs and other law enforcement officials, peace officers is what I want to call them, their job is to make sure that I'm afforded all the due process and all the protections that I can get, protecting my rights. I teach God, family, country. I stand up for the principles that made America great. These guys are literally creating insurrection, training law enforcement to literally kick doors in, beat people up, allow rioting by their friends, but yet lock down anybody else. Okay. And you look at this and you go, who is rebelling? But this film makes you and I the rebellionists, right?
Yes, sir.
Think about that. That's what all these movies, that's what this media, that's what the cops, we're the rebellionists, right? What am I rebelling against? I'm not rebelling against anything. I've never, ever advocated for the overthrow of any government, much less our own. I don't support tyrannical government, rogue government, but I've never called for even the overthrow of these things. I want to shut down unconstitutional, but what am I and what are you rebelling against? How are we the rebellionists, Casey? This is what I mean by it's all turned on its head. How are we the rebellionists? We want transparency and accountability, right?
Yeah, yep, it's Solowinski tactics.
All right, now let's talk about this next term, and we're going to get to the FOIA requests and the records requests. Make no mistake about it. But we talked last hour a little bit about this DEI stuff. That stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let's talk about those words, because, of course, diversity means, hey, you know, all colors of the rainbow, all different beliefs. We accept everybody for who they are. That's fine. That's the general term. Inclusion, well, who wouldn't want to include people? Equity, well, golly, we want equity for everybody. Everybody should have equity, right? See, these words on the surface sound great, but when you dig into what they really mean, that's where the problem comes. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI agenda, they're increasingly being forced, and that's the word you need to know, forced on all businesses across the spectrum, okay? And law enforcement is no exception. Let's talk about these three words for a minute, Casey, because that's really the difference. When they use these words, they're not thinking what you and I are. You and I are thinking of a good, kind world. We all get along. Yeah, we're different, but that's okay. We can respect one another. That's not what they mean with this at all.
No, not at all.
Nope. Go ahead and explain what these people mean by diversity, by supposedly inclusion, by supposedly this equity idea, because equity to me and you sounds like a good term. It's not.
No, it's a way of dividing people, essentially, is really what it is. I think a lot of people are starting to definitely understand that that's the case, where we're, I mean, even in my community with these human rights organizations, you know, a lot of people don't like it. They understand it's dividing the community. It's not bringing it together. And there's even a campaign called Love Lives Here. But if you're opposed to any of their ideology, you know, you're the hater. So it's just a way to divide the community and incorporate this quote unquote diversion. It's not inclusive at all. It's extremely exclusive. And that's the truth of it. So it's just up is down and down is up. And I mean, we're living a real life 1984 right now. I don't even think Orwell could have imagined this, you know.
This is something that's diabolical. This is something that's evil. And even it's so bad that even Andrew Napolitano wrote an article called Whatever Happened to the Freedom of Speech. That's Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's even saying that. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? And the idea was, well, back in the day, they embraced the freedom of speech idea. We need to remember that the First Amendment prohibits the general government, or even local government for that matter, ladies and gentlemen. They could not abridge the freedom of speech. We must not allow them to destroy this important freedom. And this is where, you know what? Sam and Casey are speaking out. They don't want us to. They want to chop us off at the knees for our free speech. They can't have our ideas in the public forum, because they know that we'll bring out the truth and transparency will make them lose. They've got to shut us up. That's what they're working feverishly on. First, they'll do it by just assassinating your character, and so you're not taken seriously. That's their goal. But eventually, though, they want to demonize and destroy you. Okay? It's not enough just to talk bad about you and say you're a bad guy. They eventually want you to be in jail or dead. And that's really their end game. And I'm grateful that Ammon Bundy is alive. His good friend and our good friend, Lavoie Finicum, is dead, to prove the point. Randy Weaver, hey, his wife was murdered with a baby in her arms by our government. What about Ashley Babbitt? She was unarmed. She didn't know what was in front of her. She just knew that she was being smashed, and she tried to go through a window, and they murdered her. And now the cop, no repercussions whatsoever. See, I give you all these examples, and it's the government that's the aggressor here, in bed with these liars that peddle this porn of hate and then mislabeling their destruction of America and pinning it on our chests. And then once in a while, there's a bad actor that helps them pretend it's true. Casey, that's kind of my summary of this whole thing. We've got to articulate this to where people get it.
Yeah, and then you just have these networks that pick up, you know, any type of incident, you know, like the IREHR, the Institute for Research, Education, Human Rights, the SPLC, et cetera, et cetera. They pick up the information, and they create dossiers and reports, and then that's picked up by the media and law enforcement. That's really how simple this is.
Now, if there's a standoff, who causes it? See, that's the other thing about this movie that's from ABC. Homegrown standoff to rebellion. Look, Ammon Bundy, his dad, Clive and Bundy, they're all hanging out at their farm in Nevada. Did they go to Washington to create a standoff? No, as far as I understand, the federal government came to them and created a standoff, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep, that's true. And, you know, in that Homegrown Standoff Rebellion documentary, they highlight January 6th quite a bit. They, like I said, talk about Ammon Bundy, the Bundy Ranch situation, and then, you have Mary.
Ammon Bundy didn't even go to January 6th, did he?
No, that's what's so funny about it. They're just trying to throw anything at the wall in this documentary and see what sticks, essentially. But
I didn't go to January 6th. Ammon didn't go to January 6th. Did you go to January 6th, Casey?
No.
See, this is the dishonesty in the seeds they're sowing, ladies and gentlemen. Now look at Randy Weaver. Did he march to Washington to take on the government? No, as far as I understand, they put his own little teeny plot of land on the side of a mountain under siege and murdered his wife in cold blood. What about the Davidians? Waco. Did they go try and take on the government? No, as far as I understand, the government came to Waco. See, where will the government go? The government came to my dear buddy Ken Cromar's house. 75-member SWAT team literally came to his house. They had a battering ram ready to smash in the door. The only one home was his wife. Okay, Ken's wife is like 60 years old or something like that. There by herself. Do they need a 75-member SWAT team for that thing? This is what I mean. They are out of control, and you can see it everywhere. And then they want to call it, hey, this video talks about homegrown standoff. Well, I mean, it might be at your home, but I don't think it's homegrown. It's government slash these hate groups created, ladies and gentlemen. And this diversity, equity, and inclusion are what they're using. Diversity really means we want to create a melting pot with so many different cultures, so many different religions, so many different races, so many different ideas that we can divide everyone. And everyone will basically be melting down into tribes. And then eventually they will create warring tribes. That's their goal. That's what diversity means. Equity, what that means is, if you're black or if you've been downtrodden for so long, anybody but the white male, then you have the ability to do whatever you want to because it's only about time you get yours. That's what equity means. They used to say equality, but now they know they don't want equality. They want superiority. They want more equity than you. Inclusion. Well, it's inclusion unless you're white. It's inclusion unless you're Christian. It's inclusion unless you believe in the Constitution. It's inclusion unless you believe in transparency. It's inclusion unless, and let everything that you and I are or hold dear. You and I check every single box on their list. As far as I can tell, every box on the list we check, Gacy, just by our very existence.
Yeah, there's definitely an agenda, and we've got to do something about it. You got to stand up and speak out now before it's too late.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you want to learn more? You want to watch some of the video evidence that we're talking about, some of the documents that we've discovered? CaseyWhelan.substack.com. When we come back, I want to talk about what we can do about it. I want to talk about Freedom of Information Act requests and a whole lot more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The U.S. military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
The cost of eggs might be on the rise soon due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak in 2022 has been less severe than the previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus's spread, particularly among wild birds. Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appears that they had their hands glued to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I hate to say it, you might think I'd be a little full of hyperbole, but I don't think so. They want to kill or jail us all, ladies and gentlemen. If you stand up for God, family, and country, you are their enemy. You've got groups fomenting the destruction of America in bed with government at all levels right now, via the fusion centers, your local law enforcement, the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, the Justice Department. I mean, I can keep going. The IRS, I mean, it just doesn't end. And you know what? The problem is we're having trouble knowing who's who. Who's calling the shots? Where does the money come from? Who connected who to whom? All these questions are on our minds, folks, as they continue to go after us. And so we're starting to dig. And thank heavens we do have some laws, some ability on our side to gain information. And boy, howdy, is it expensive. And boy, howdy, is it slow in the gaining of the info. Takes a lot of work. But Casey Whalen and others, myself included, are doing a tremendous job at slowly but surely connecting the dots. And Casey Whalen wants to discuss right now about how you can do your own Freedom of Information Act requests to find out what they've found about you or about an event, a meeting, or a situation that may have happened in your area, or about certain groups, or about what communications have gone on with government agencies and groups. And that really is one of the ways we're gaining the most information, right, Casey?
Yes, it's invaluable, and people just really need. I suggest they're very easy to do. It literally takes a couple minutes to do a record request, and I guess a lot of the issue for people is knowing how to you know, where do I go? How do I do it? And it's very, very easy. You can even send an email to the department you're requesting the information from and just say, I want this. You don't really need to get very professional about it. A lot of these places now have a website where they want you to fill out a form, but it's very simple. So one of the main things that I do a lot, I've done thousands of records requests, and the main thing I do is I'll scrape the email domain. So if it's through the Idaho State Police, I'll just pick their email domain and I'll say, I want all emails through this email domain for keyword. And that's it. A lot of my records requests are literally one sentence, and that's all I say. And then your keyword, you want it to be somewhat specific. If it's very general, of course, you're going to get a lot of emails, but if you can refine it by shortening the date range. And so there's a couple of main things you're asking for when you do a record request. You're asking for, of course, the documents or the things that you want. You need to select a date range, and then you always want to request electronic documents, and that will help you avoid fees. You can avoid fees in a lot of cases. At least in the state of Idaho, how it works here is that the first 2 hours are free, or the first 100 physical pages. So you want to request electronic documentation to avoid fees, and then you want to select a short date range generally. If you make it very short and concise for the person doing the record request, you're going to get it back much faster. A lot of people, when they initially do records requests, they want to request everything, and you do not want to do that because you'll incur fees and it will take a long time to generally get the record request. So, you can request police reports. There's something called CAD reports, and a CAD report is a text version of an audio call. So there's always generally a CAD report when you go to request documentation through the sheriff or the police department. And then you can also request 911 audio calls too. And those are generally, you can request that through the sheriff's department. And a lot of these, the Coeur d'Alene Police Department or the sheriff's departments, they have their own records. They have a records department. So you can generally find out, when you go to the website, if you're trying to figure out how to do records requests, you generally want to look at the website and you'll find a place that mentions public records. And then you just go from there. And it literally will take you a couple minutes to request it. And then you just want to remember to follow up on it. In the state of Idaho, the entities have 3 business days to reply to you. After those 3 days, they can file a 10-day extension if they need more time to fulfill the request. So if you make your records request very short and concise, I've gotten records requests back in 1 day, it's very empowering. I also want to talk really quickly. I want to give out these 2 email addresses because you can actually record request the Fusion Centers. So if you're in Idaho and you want to maybe do a record request on yourself, you can do the email address. Let me back up here. So the Fusion Centers have generally one email address where information is sent to. And so that email address in Idaho, I'll give it out here. It's FLO for flow at isp.idaho.gov. And you can request information through the Fusion Center in Idaho. In Washington State, that email address is intake@WSFC for Washington State Fusion Center. .wa.gov. And so I've done these records requests before, actually through the Washington State Fusion Center. I was going to film an event with Governor Jay Inslee was at. I was with a pastor friend of mine, and they would not let us in the building. And I didn't know why. So I did a record request through the Washington State Fusion Center for my name and found out they wouldn't let me in because I'd already been, they already disseminated me through the Fusion Centers and I'm on this list or something apparently. So it just shows, and I've never done anything, illegal.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. If you've never done anything illegal, if you don't have any criminal record, and this is where we probably need to sue or something, but they can't just literally say, we don't like you because some third party, some ADL or neighbor or Southern Poverty Law Center or who knows who said Casey's not welcome here. How is it open to the public but not to Casey when there's no justification that Casey can't go? This is problematic, and this is what we're talking about. What will be next is the real question, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's yeah. And so I encourage people to do records requests and let's see here. I mean, you can, there's a lot of things you can request through records requests, but to find out, you know, I guess I'm trying to think of the best way to do this is like, if you're trying to find out about these networks in your area, the best way is probably to do a record request through the city for some of these human rights entities. And then you'll start to find a thread, even through like the state patrol. I would do records requests through the state patrol, for some of these things. And you'll, if you get some people, a couple people to help do it, you will find out what's going on in your community. It's very empowering. And that's the only reason that we know about some of these things in the areas, because we had some people doing records requests, and we kept on doing them, and we found out what was really happening in the community, and it should give a lot of people pause.
Well, and your point, Casey, about you find a thread, I really want to kind of drill down on that and highlight that for a second so people understand. Look, folks, you find a word, a phrase, IRECH is an example, or human rights is an example, or Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL, or FBI, or Justice Department, and then your next request can be a little bit more refined. Hey, I've asked for these two keywords in this scope. They referred to a date outside of my scope. I'm going to now set my scope around that date to see what they've got. They referred to this group or this email address or that email address. I'm going to add these to my request. And that's where the pay dirt starts to come. It takes persistence. It takes kind of going around and around and around a little bit. But when you do, that's how you get the information, because they want to hide it. But they can't hide it forever because they have to deliver the request. But if you follow up on those tidbits, that's where the real pay dirt comes, Casey.
Yeah, and you want to try to, sorry to cut you off, Sam. But you
No, go ahead, and you really want to?
Yeah, you want to find specific keywords, like names are good, email addresses, something very specific, because then you can request a larger date range. And you can
places, dates, events.
Yep. And so one of the examples I can give is that about the Lake Pendere School District was receiving emails from a local human rights task force. They were communicating with one of their clerks who happened to be an employee of the school district. And she was emailing the task force while she's at work using her school email address to conduct minutes for one of these task force's meetings. So since we've exposed that, the school district has basically severed ties with the human rights task force. So that was a very powerful example of how records requests can fend off some of these people trying to implement an agenda.
Go ahead and skip the break. Did they fire her?
I don't believe so, no. But we have the superintendent in multiple emails from parents complaining about this, that it was unacceptable. It was not appropriate. That's about all I know, because this was handled in an executive session. So it was largely handled by the school district in private. But we know that there were repercussions from that instance.
But folks, this is where we need to really, in my opinion, we really need to push, because she should be fired. She's literally using the taxpayer dollar to pay her on, quote, government school time, literally advocating for the destruction of America through these organizations. Think about that for a minute, folks. You and I are paying for it. And so no real accountability, no firing. Not only should she be fired, she should be prosecuted. Now, that's just my opinion. What do you say to that, though, Casey?
Yeah, I mean, there needs to be accountability. And so there's also to add on to this, there's a scholarship through the school district to implement this Marxist ideology too, and that's the next thing on the agenda for some of these parents is to get rid of that too. So there's no, they're trying to influence the curricula in the school districts. These human rights task forces, they'll say they're 501c3s, but they're very political. They're trying to influence school districts. They're in the community, they're in government, they're trying to, like, even in the city of Boise, I have records requests that the Western State Center was working intimately with the mayor of Boise. And that was a couple of years ago to implement this social inclusion. So it's in government, it's in schools. You want to look for the power centers, the schools, the government, medical. Those are really the places to look when you do records requests.
Yeah, the fusion center, law enforcement, fire, any type of core service, so to speak. Is where you're going to find it, because number one, they get paid good. Number two, they have plenty of time on their hands where nobody's watching them as well. The Freedom of Information Act is key. FOIA is what it's nicknamed. How to make a FOIA request. By the way, there's even FOIA, FOIA.gov, where you can learn exactly how to do these things and everything else. And the key is to make them narrow and targeted to get what you want. You get them back faster and they're cheaper. They want to charge you for these records. There's also a term called voluminous you need to know about. If you make a request too big, they'll just simply reject it and say it's too voluminous. Or what they'll do is want to charge you a gazillion dollars for it, right, Casey?
Yeah, and you can actually ask to the person you're doing the records request through, you can ask them to refund any record request. If they do come back and say it's going to cost $1 million or whatever, you can say, hey, can you take out a couple keywords or can you adjust the date range? And a lot of times they will do it. These people are rock stars. I love the people that do records requests are just really awesome people. I've had like one bad experience, but ultimately these people are great. They're assets in our community. And I just encourage, it's fun just to have a relationship with them and kind of learn who these people are a little bit. And you kind of get to, know each other a little bit. So it's been very rewarding in that respect.
Sorry to interrupt. And at first these people are a little bit standoffish because they think, oh my gosh, are you coming after me? I'm just the record keeper. Come on. I'm not guilty of anything. Once they realize what you're really trying to do, once they really realize that you're not attacking them, you consider them your friend and your assistant. I don't know what you want to say, your assistant, your aide, whatever word, I don't know what word to use for this, but once they realize that they're not another ones under attack, they're very, very accommodating and helpful because they feel like it's part of their duty and their job. Most of these people are patriotic and good, honest people at the local level, and they have no idea really what's being done. And I'll give you an example of that. We learned this with Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips and many others, Dinesh D'Souza, a lot of people working on election integrity issues, where at first, you bring it up and the person in charge of the election goes, oh, wait a minute, and thinks you're an enemy. Once they find out that, no, we're saying the databases are a problem. We're saying Eric is the problem. We're saying top government officials are the problem. We're saying mail-in balloting is the problem. We're thinking of you as the one to help us with the truth. In fact, you're kind of in our, I don't know what you want to call it, protection program, not literally, but you know what I mean. Then they pretty soon go, oh, I agree. I understand. Amen. I want that too. Isn't that really what happens once they kind of understand our motives and who we are and what we're doing? They quickly become our friends, and that's the game we've got to work on. I don't mean a game in a negative way. I'm just saying we've got to learn how to win friends and influence people. Most of these people just need to understand where you're coming from and if they know they're not the target, they're willing to be very helpful more than not.
Absolutely. That's so true. And there's when I mentioned the record request I did in Boise, Idaho, I requested a 3-month date range for I was trying to find out more about the Western State Center's relationship with Boise. And so when I did the record request, the person that did fulfilled it actually gave me 3 years worth of emails, not 3 months. And so you could interpret that as, maybe they messed up. Maybe they didn't mess up. Maybe they wanted that information to get out. And it was very eye-opening information that I was given. So, if you never do any records requests, you're never going to find anything out. So it just takes a couple of people in your community to start doing them. And you're going to start getting a lot of information that's not being reported in your local paper or in the media.
And a lot of times it's very difficult. They make it very difficult to comb through. For example, we made a request through an attorney who wrote an incredible request that got us a ton of information. But now it's so much information, I'm having a tough time going through it all because they don't format it in easy ways to manage and go through very well oftentimes, too.
It varies from place to place. Sometimes you'll get it, you know, one PDF that's all broken down where it's very easy to go through. Sometimes you'll just get multiple PDFs and it's, yeah, it is a pain, but that's kind of part of the fun, honestly, is going through large records requests. And we have one right now, I can't talk a lot about it, but a very large record request through the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. I did a large date range, about two to three years, probably about 3 years, I guess, worth of emails for keyword Ammon Bundy. And it cost a bit of money, but essentially it I haven't got all the records yet, but what it does show is there is the employees are definitely being fed a narrative. They're receiving reports from the major media outlets in Boise or in Idaho, and then they're creating an internal newsletter called Connections that are re-emphasizing this narrative from the media. And so you can see this indoctrination blatantly in these emails. And maybe there'll be a story written about it, but it does show this extreme bias, I guess you could say, that's being dictated and implemented through.
Well, and they're doing the same thing. Look at me. Literally, the Southern Poverty Law Center sends a letter to Congress and says, Congress, read this into the congressional record. Please investigate Sam Bushman. We need action taken against him. He's a danger and a threat. He's the nexus of hate in America. And they literally took the time to send that to Congress. Why would you do that? What have I done? Except for stood up for God, family, and country and exposed their criminal activity. Because this is what they're doing, folks. Okay? They don't want the freedom of speech happening. They don't want guys like Sam, guys like Ammon Bundy, guys like Richard Mack, guys like Casey Whalen. They don't want us to expose. They love the darkness. They don't want us to expose it, Casey.
That's true. I mean, that's why you're being targeted. That's why I'm being targeted, like you just mentioned there, essentially. And I mean, you know, like the IREHR is targeting us and the SPLC. But it's just, you know, you're next. I mean, that is definitely the message here is, you know, they're setting the stage for anybody to be caught up in whatever narrative they want. And, you know, however it benefits the powers that be, essentially. So this is very dangerous time in our country right now. And I'm glad that Dinesh put out that new film, Police State. And you need to plug your website also, Sam.
HateScam.com is the website that I'm putting together on this. And there's not enough there, but it's a collection of articles exposing how everyone knows how discredited the Southern Poverty Law Center has become. I mean, it's in every magazine under the planet. Even USA Today literally wrote an article where somebody almost got killed by the Southern Poverty Law Center's agenda and documents it in an opinion piece in USA Today saying that these people are not who they say they are. These people are the haters. These people almost got me killed. And I go down. I mean, there's just document after article after article after article of how discredited they've been over sex allegations and scandals, racial allegations and scandals, even documented from their own internal employees. I mean, it is beyond imagination. HateScam.com. There's a lot of videos documenting a lot of this. There's more evidence coming out. We're working on it, folks. I'm doing HateScam.com. Casey Whalen's doing CaseyWhalen.substack.com. Ammon Bundy is doing his part with his People's Rights Organization, which I'm a proud member of, which they attacked me relentlessly for. They think that what I'll do is just run and scamper and run away from Ammon Bundy. Not going to happen. I endorsed him for governor of the state of Idaho publicly, and I support Ammon Bundy. Again, he, like the rest of us, we're not perfect, and we may not agree on every single thing. But you know what? Ammon's a good, honest, God-fearing family man, and he is to be trusted. Okay, these clowns that attack him are not to be trusted. And they literally even talk about Ammon Bundy in this film from Germany overseas. I mean, it is crazy. Whatever happened to the freedom of speech, asks Judge Napolitano. He's right about that. Now, listen to this final statement. I know I was going to let you go, Casey, but I want you to hear this. Headline says this, Claire McCaskill. She's a former senator of, I think it's Missouri, as you know. She's now at NBC. She provides commentary there. She's now claiming that former President Trump is more dangerous than certain notorious dictators in the world, specifically and including Adolf Hitler. So now they've tied me, saying that because I did an interview with the folks over at Spotlight Magazine, it's now named a different name, right? That I have ties to Hitler. It's a lie. Okay, now Claire McCaskill says that Donald Trump literally is promoting and praising and is more dangerous than Hitler. And these are the things, these are the lies these people are drawing attention to. Hitler, are you kidding me? I've admitted that Hitler, like anybody else in the world, has done some good. I believe Hitler's an evil man. I'm against him. I think he's wrong and a criminal. I don't defend Hitler at all. But I am for the truth. There were people worse than Hitler. Go look at Stalin. And more people died under Holodomor than they did under, World War II and what happened in Nazi Germany. Both of them are just as evil. But they're fixing to do that to all of us if we're not very careful. We're almost on round who knows how many is the point. But this idea that Claire McCaskill, literally on a mainstream network, says that Donald Trump is worse than Hitler, how come no one's calling her out for it, Casey?
Yeah, well, they've gone so far, they're backed into a corner now, so the rhetoric is unprecedented. Before the end of the show, really quickly, Sam, if I may, I just wanted to mention one more resource for people that are interested in doing public records requests. There's the website called the National Freedom of Information Coalition. The website is nfoic.org. That's nfoic.org. And you can look up by your state. They have a 10.
Hold on. Let me put this in again. Give it to me again.
It's NFOIC.
.org.
Yep. And they have template letters by state. So if you would like to send, you just enter the information into the letter for what you're looking for as far as date range. You just send it into the organization or the place you want the records from. They may ask you to fill out a form or to log into their website, but, that's what I would do a lot when I first started doing records requests. I would just find Idaho's sample letter, and then I would just fill in my information. And it's a very professional way of doing it, if you're interested. So nfoic.org, and there are resources there to help you.
Wow, what great resources, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. I know it's 2 hours of some very difficult topics to deal with. But if enough, remember, our numbers are great, folks. By our greater numbers can we win. One becomes two, becomes the few, becomes the many. And it's our greater numbers that's going to make the difference. We can absolutely get the truth and expose them. They have a lot of money. We don't. But we have the numbers, and we have dedicated people, and the truth is on our side. And the truth shall make us free. Casey Whalen, CaseyWhalen.substack.com. We'll have you back soon, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your time.
Well-known investigative journalist, just a gentleman of a guy, and doing his very best to really focus on this stuff, folks, like nobody's business. I used to interview Pat Shannon back in the day about the Oklahoma City bombing stuff. He used to work for America Free Press. That's the old Spotlight magazine. Those are the people that, if I do an interview with them, I'm a bad guy, they claim. I defend the American Free Press and the Spotlight magazine. I defend my friendship with Ammon Bundy and Casey Whalen. I defend my stand for liberty, and I will every day, all day. They can lie, they can defame, they can libel, they can slander, they can, I don't care. I'm going to stand with the truth all the time. Even when these people literally destroy my character with lies, God knows the truth. I know the truth. And thank heavens more and more of our listeners are learning and know the truth. For Casey Whalen and Sam Bushman, thanks so much. Have a delightful Thanksgiving extended weekend. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.